The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to 9.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 4th of December, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Now, I want you all to know that I wanted to start the show with the classic Bahamian Junkanoo cover of the famous song, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? I mean, the Bahamian version. Because today, when I ask the question, where have all the politicians gone? They're in a Rawson Square, all wanting. We wanting more from them. Anyway, it seems all the politicians are in town today. The FNM are hosting a demonstration. I want to call it a demonstration. I don't want to call it a protest. First of all, I don't know if the FNM knows how to protest. Second of all, I don't think the FNMs want to use the words march or protest for a long time coming. So we're going to call it a demonstration. The FNM are having a demonstration in town today. It is something that we can talk about. We've got lots to talk about today. We'll start the show with a reminder that we are in the middle of the Global 16 Days Campaign for Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. That's the 25th of November till the 10th of December. I want to thank Equality Bahamas for sponsoring the show for the months of October and November as we continue to have these discussions. Here are events taking place this week hosted by Equality Bahamas for this campaign. The first is, well, the event taking place tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. via Zoom, is Managing Disasters with Boris Griffin. Tomorrow night, that's December the 5th, from 6 to 8 via Zoom, Femicide in the Caribbean with Taitu Heron. She is a development specialist from Jamaica, and she works out of, the Dawn unit in Barbados. On Saturday, at Ponciana Paper Press, Parkgate, a workshop, Making Our Rage Visible, with Sonia Farmer and Margot Bethel. I have a feeling that participants in the workshop will be making things. It's going to be a great time. For the full list of scheduled events, you can go to tiny.cc/16days24. That's tiny.cc/16days24. So that's tiny.cc/16days24. On that note, today is the International Day of Banks. I don't know how I feel about the UN recognizing a day, an international day for banks. First of all, banks are not people and they're not sentient, right? They're not living things, banks. Now, the people who work in the banks, maybe. Why would there be a special day for banks? Anyway, I do have a story connected to the International Day of Banks. It was in Monday's Tribune, Bahamas' debt jumps to just below $12 billion, 2nd of December 24. And I want to read a quick excerpt from that article. As the central bank said, its overall profitability for the 2024 second quarter breached the $100 million mark, driven by increases in non-interest income, which largely means fees, along with a drop in bad debt expense. Again, the overall profitability for the 2024 second quarter for the Bahamian commercial banking industry breached the $100 million mark. That's profitability, driven by increases in non-interest income, which largely means fees, along with a drop in bad debt expense. See, when they say profitability, that's not like what they need to run the company. That's what they make after they've met the needs of the company. Great show as usual. How banks operate in the Bahamas, they are not humans. They are most definitely, equivocally, vampires. Well, that's a colorful way to say that we've not had a sufficient conversations about predatory banking practices with all of its might and resources can legislate protections for customers from predatory banking practices. Also, now that commercial banks have breached the $100 million mark in the 2024 second quarter, perhaps you could use some of that profit to expand your parking lots. Yeah? In particular, there's a bank on East Bay Street where its customers breach all manner of traffic rules to go to the bank. They park on the sidewalk that is for pedestrians. They park on the sidewalk, blocking the view for drivers. They block the exit. They block the corners, right? They block the view of drivers. It is just unprofessional and reckless that a bank would allow its customers and the general public to use its property in such a manner, especially when you know they are bank customers. Now, you may ask, is this just a regular errand rant about traffic? Or perhaps I should share with you that one day, 2 years ago, as I was traveling east on East Bay Street and I approached that bank, the business opposite the bank was having a pop-up sale. And so both sides of the road were obstructed with cars that should not have been parked on sidewalks and in the roadway. Unfortunately, what I observed as I was going through, right, that area, was that a pedestrian had been knocked down. 3 seconds why they would have probably been knocked down. Because the visibility for drivers is completely impaired when both BAMSI and the bank across from it allow their customers to ignore the traffic controls. I left home early this morning because I imagined that the F&M demonstration in town may have caused a traffic delay heading into town from the eastern side of the island. There were traffic delays, but there were no traffic jams. In fact, we don't have traffic jams in the Bahamas, not quite yet. What we have are backlogs caused by a bunch of bad attitudes. Here's a Bahamianism for you. I realize that this is how Bahamians think when they're driving their cars. They think there's only traffic in front of them. And they don't care what is happening behind them or how their actions impact those behind them. But drivers must remember that their duty of care is for those behind you and those in front of you. Not for people entering or attempting to enter the main thoroughfare. See, when you are in a line of traffic moving and you stop your car for no reason other than to let someone out of a corner, you are obstructing traffic. We don't have traffic backups yet in the Bahamas because of actual traffic dynamics, like too many cars in a particular intersection. All we have is a bunch of bad attitude behind the wheel. I want to say good morning to the older white gentleman that I witnessed yesterday turning right on red from Church Street to Bay Street. I have his plate number, but I'm not going to call it a nation. It has happened to me before, and I'm sure it's going to happen again, but you got to be careful because some people in the Bahamas refuse to acknowledge that they were breaking the law. But they will use all their weight to destroy you for revealing such. And so some people ask why I don't reveal the plates on the road, because some of y'all are not very nice people. And you will victimize somebody for attempting to save their own life. It's just something else. Texas says, Nassau drivers are socially retarded. You need to go get popcorn and sit by roundabouts. In the technical sense, their social development has been retarded. Severely impaired and impacted. So we're having a whole conversation about corruption, but nobody wants to talk about running stop signs. Okay, here are some of the stories on the list for today. We have the results of the inaugural anchor, right? I think it is worthy of reading into the record. Also, I have two articles. Well, crawfish season, one of the best at $12 per pound, another great article. Bahamas debt jumps to just below $12 billion. And strike action unlikely as parties get sober. Union chief promise is comfort to a fool. But when I picked up the newspaper today, I saw that the Junkanoo ticket app is upgraded and Junkanoo ticket sales begin today at 12. Maybe I'll read from that article as well, because I would like to know what changes have been made both to the app and the protocol for selling, for purchasing tickets and selling tickets that would prevent the practice of scalping and price gouging for Junkanoo tickets. Every year, we, at the beginning of the sale or shortly thereafter the opening of sales, we get the announcement that all the tickets are gone. By the time we get to Bay Street, there's just a whole bunch of empty seats. A whole bunch of empty seats. So we're going to read from that. And then we had a tragic incident, I think, over the weekend. A young man who was kayaking with a group of individuals went missing after they had a accident on the water. Two of the individuals were able to swim to safety, and one young man is still a follow-up story. Human remains, it's in the today's Tribune, human remains discovered amid search for missing man. Police are investigating the possible discovery of human remains near Timbs Bay after suspending the search for 19-year-old Hayland Ivan Roll, who disappeared after a tragic kayaking accident near Duck Key. Chief Superintendent of Police Chris Lynn Skipping said that tissue believed to be human was collected from the area and is being sent to New Providence for further analysis. Quote, we are going to have it tested to ensure that it is human, close quote, she said. Hayland went missing on Sunday after he and two friends set out on a kayak from Ramsey Beach around 2 p.m. The kayak capsized in rough seas, and while his companions swam to Duck Key and were rescued early Monday, he was tragically not seen again. His mother, Rose Roll, is devastated. I think that's an important story to read into the record, and it also prompts some questions that I think are relevant in the light of the broader conversation we are having about corruption and trafficking in the country. We invite tourists to come in on their boats and sail throughout the islands with very few restrictions, right? We have migrants moving through the country regularly. And anecdotal evidence will show us that we have all manner of people attempting to traffic and smuggle things and people through our stances. Surely there is a drone protocol operated by the Ministry of National Security with the Defense Force and with partners like Bashra, right? And the Marines, right? There's a drone program with constant surveying of the islands, primarily to detect illegal and criminal activity, but secondarily, to ensure that you know what is going on in the islands, and thirdly, as a safety measure in case people have been stranded or shipwrecked with no means of communication. I just want to know, what are you guys doing with all of this money? And why aren't we seeing these resources translated into actual functioning programs? Anyway, I wanted to read that story into the record. I think it was extremely important. It's an open line, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. These are just some of the stories that I would like to talk about. If you don't have a specific thing you want to talk about. I mean, the F&M in Rawson Square cutting a movie, and the paper is just filled with stories. Blackbeard's Key Dolphin Notice Sparks Sail Alarm. But we're going to get to the Junkanoo story. If you have a link to a Junkanoo version of Where Have All the Flowers Gone, send it to me. Send it to the station. We will play that today. Here's the story. Junkanoo ticket app upgraded as tickets go on sale noon today. Junkanoo organizers said Alive has upgraded its parade ticket purchasing app, hoping to avoid last year's frustrating experience. Junkanoo tickets went on sale at 12 noon today. 8,000 seats, including 3,000 in the Rawson Square area, are up for grabs. Y'all can put 3,000 seats in the Rawson Square area. That's Rawson Square and just outside on each side. Raymond Wright, Director of Digital and Emerging Products at Alive, acknowledged that high demand may cause delays. Quote, when there's a rush of persons that's going towards purchasing anything, the sheer amount of traffic that's going to hit towards an app, you'll see some of those challenges. Close quotes. Wait, hold on. Raymond Wright, Director of Digital and Emerging Products at Alive, acknowledged that high demand may cause delays. Quote, when there's a rush of persons that's going towards purchasing anything the ship is going to hit towards an app, you'll see some of those challenges, close. You mean in last year's, like if we were reviewing what went wrong last year, we would see some of those challenges. But now that you've created a new app, we're not going to see those challenges, right? Like the whole point of upgrading the app was to avoid those challenges, right? Like you've created an app that can handle the high traffic, right? I'm just getting concerned that people can tell you right from the break, we're going to fail. But don't forget this. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Oh, I'm sorry. I missed you, caller. Again, the numbers to call. 323-6232. Oh, good morning, caller.
Okay, lady. This is Stocky in the Waste along with you, Aaron.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing terribly poor.
What's up?
I'm holding, thank God.
Blessings.
What really is happening, right? Something, when it comes to the drunkenness, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Bremen. I don't know what happened. Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Oh, for Family Island listeners. We're going to go back to this article. Junkanoo ticket app upgraded as tickets go on sale noon today. I don't know if it's noon today or noon yesterday. I'm not sure. It concerns me greatly. I'm not sure. Caller, we're coming to you in a second. Quote, but we sharpened our tools this year and made some adjustments to accommodate for the large volume of persons that are coming towards the app. It's going to have persons on the ground to support anybody that's having any challenges during the purchasing period, close quotes. I just wondering what's happening. You created an app for an event that takes place at one time of the year, but in the space of 7 days, and you had a whole year to test the app. And you announce the app by saying there may be some challenges. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
You cut me or something?
No, something happened to the phone line, but I don't want to talk about BTC today. Or any of the telephone carriers, yes.
Hello?
Ah, yes, Bremen.
Like, what I was saying is this, right? I don't think Stronghold should be rushing for nothing for so many years. You see, only the leaders gets money from Stronghold. And we, the Stronghold, pays a lot of money to get our costume in the position in which they desire it in order for us to get on Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they got to clean up something there.
Yes.
You know, give everybody something. Because everybody pays.
Everybody contributes. A whole
right.
lot.
And especially some people contribute more than the other. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Some people just using others to get on Bay Street.
Yes, sir.
And that's not nice. That has to be changed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bremen. You're welcome. Yeah, because to me it also appears as if Junkanoo has become a plantation that a handful of people feel like they can own and control and mold and benefit from, right? But where are the protocols, right? How do you protect the Junkanoos? Like Bremen say, make all kind of make all kind of, anyway, guess what, guys? I think there's some breaking news that just came over my text line. We're going to go to a break. Bremen, I want to thank you for that point. Absolutely. I think the Junkanoos, the leadership, have turned Junkanoo into a plantation, and the practitioners have become the capital upon which they gain their social and political credit. And there's not sufficient compensation for the contributions made by Junkanoos. We're going to a break, and when we come back from the break, hopefully I will have confirmed what I think is breaking news. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for fresh news, smart talk, and breaking news all day. We'll be right back.
In every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
This holiday season, the Cookie Caterer is bringing Christmas to life with every bite. Indulge in our festive flavors. Eggnog snickerdoodle, winter ginger, Christmas sugar, and the irresistible eggnog cream cheese stuffed ginger. Need the perfect gift? Our Christmas gift boxes come in three sizes, starting at only $10. Visit us at our Carmichael Road or Prince Charles locations, or order online at cookiecaterer.com. We deliver everywhere in New Providence and to the Family Islands. Sweeten your holidays with the Cookie Caterer.
End of the day, Lampkin, the customers love the red suit. You think you can heist them find something a little more? We need to see more socks. But before you go, look at, I got some specials going on for the sale. I got two set of 12 by 12 and four set of 18 by 18 tile. Now, the 12 by 12 Al Blanco is just that, Al Blanco. That and the peach and gray Alcala going for $215 a square foot. Now, I got three 18 tile and a high gloss gray and beige tile for $203 a square foot. But what you doing, Lampkin?
I'm looking for one pin. Sale ends December 21st.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Here we go. Just News Bahamas, Prime Minister Philip Davis says he has accepted the resignation of Police Commissioner Clayton Fernanda. He says he has identified a successor and will discuss with opposition leader Michael Pintard. Wow, well, that really is breaking news. Thank you, text. I want you to know that a Guardian radio texter broke the news. Another texter says, I guess they didn't hear it. Let me guess, the breaking news is we don't have to pay no mortgage or rent for the month of December. That is fantasy. That is fantasy, texter. Hurricane could come and you still gotta pay your mortgage in this town. Well, what a day. Again, our news has reported that the Prime Minister has announced that he has accepted the resignation of Police Commissioner Clayton Fernanda. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. I'd love to hear from Family Island listeners. This impacts you, too. The Junkanoo conversation impacts you guys, too, you know, because I don't think I forgot the Family Island practice of Junkanoo and the question of whether the Family Island Junkanoos have equal or equitable access to the state's resources when it comes to funding Junkanoo. I got a text that says, that only could be Roots you play in. I mean, producer does the Roots? The producer say, no, that wasn't the Roots. I wonder who that was. Okay, before we get to the phone line, caller, let me do this thing. I wanted to read out loud the names of the fishermen who were recognized posthumously for their contributions to the maritime world in the Bahamas. Gone but not forgotten. This is from the inaugural Anchor Awards, November 16th. Coming to you in a moment, caller. Daniel Knowles, Wentwood Gibson, Fritzy Thompson, Abner Pinder, Alfred Gibson, Ansel Saunders, the one and only Israel Roll, a.k.a. Bonefish Foley. I left this one for last because this person has a special place in my heart. Julian King, a.k.a. Shaky, known from Montague Ramp. He's a former Ramp Association president. These gentlemen are gone, but definitely will never be forgotten. All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Are you ready, caller? You ready? Good morning. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry we missed the call. Wow. The Prime Minister's called for the resignation and accepted the resignation of the commission. But I don't know. Let me rephrase. We don't know if the Prime Minister called for his resignation, but should we infer from the indication that the Prime Minister indicated that he had a replacement ready to go, that it is the Prime Minister that called for his resignation? Let's go to the phone line, producer, because I got a whole bunch of questions to pop up. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Erin. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'll be humble.
Yes,
Erin, see, I'm a diehard Wally fan.
Okay. I don't know what happened to the phone line just now, caller, but please call back. It's like you're still on the line, but audio is completely lost. Let's try again. You there? Okay. So here are some of the questions I have to ask. What is the criteria used to select the new commissioner of police? We go to the phone line as soon as they pop up, producer. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, like I was saying, I'm a Bahamian living abroad.
Okay.
I'm a diehard Bali fan, been there for life.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Bahamian living abroad, when I hear Junkanoo music, I don't care which group play comes on. That just gives me a rush, you know what I mean? Like I say, it's a Bahamian thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get up in the competition like how real Bahamian is. But, you know, it's just something, like one day I was playing my Junkanoo music in the car. I had it bouncing, so these white couple pull up on the side and say, hey, you from the Bahamas? I said, yeah. They say, oh, man, I love that jungle music. And we go to the Bay Street every year, you know? Mm-hmm. So jungle music is so sweet, I believe it could raise the dead. You hear me?
I believe that's what it's for.
And look, yo, when I left Nassau back in the early 80s, they didn't have that doom, 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 doom. And when I first heard that, I say,
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, this music is so sweet.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
It's so sweet. With those police officers who's indicted in New York,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you something. The best thing for them to do is cut a deal with those ABC and those alphabetical boys. Because if they indict, if they arrest them in Florida and they flew away to New York, they're already guilty. Their success rates in the federal court in New York is over 90%. So they're going to spend some time, or they better start singing like a canary. That's my take.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much for your contribution. I take both points. Let's talk about the first point. You heard what the gentleman said? He said he's a Bahamian in the diaspora. He lives abroad. When he hear Junkanoo music, he don't care which group playing. Junkanoo music just too sweet. It's no division of group that could stop him from enjoying the Junkanoo music. That's a really, really, like, fertile space for interrogation, because in the same way, like, when people view the Bahamas and they experience the Bahamas from the outside, they don't have the context of the internal divisions and the petty internal politics, because they're looking at the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, not the Davis administration or the Minnis administration or the products, right, respectively thereof. Let's go to the phone line and the question, how... No, 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 no. Producer, I'm going to need you to go on your WhatsApps and go on your social media and see what's happening in the House of Assembly, in the House of Parliament right now, House of Assembly right now. Texter, I am sending the only investigator I have at hand at it. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How you do?
Quite well. I see that Mr. Mitchell has found his voice again.
I don't know if I'm happy or I'm sad.
It's taken a while, though, you know, but he is out, you know. You know, I saw him and officers dancing on Facebook, you know,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, you know. So I guess it's time to run again.
I wonder what he's going to say now. I'm looking at live video from Rawson Square. I got a text that said that it seems like the energy has escalated.
Yes.
They need to bring calm to Bay Street right now. It appears as if there's a casket being guarded by or surrounded by police officers with a flag over it. I am looking at a video that was posted by Your Bahamas Daily Headlines. Mm-hmm. Of all of the social media sites, they
yes.
post accurate and verified information. And if there is an issue, it is usually from the source, the government source that they have shared from. Oh, wow.
No,
so let me ask you a quick question.
Yes.
The Prime Minister said that he already has a successor, has identified a successor. Do you think that the criteria for selection has changed?
It certainly has, because we have to make some kind of accommodation for the sources that have initiated this uproar.
Mm-hmm.
And since they supply so greater half of our economy, we're going to have to appear to be compliant in some way. If we don't,
mm-hmm.
January is going to be a rough time for a lot of glitches moving in and out of our airports. That's Bahamians.
We have to be prepared for delays. We have to change our attitude, because, I mean,
yeah.
I tell somebody, when I went to renew my visa most recently, it expired during the pandemic, so there was a bit of a, there was a lull. Because of the pandemic, my travel, my business, my work travel slowed, died right down. So there was a lull. I wasn't rushing to renew it. And when I renewed it, the gentleman, the officer asked me, why renew it? Why a visa? You know, why not just get a police record? And I said to him, you know, I've always had a visa. U.S.
Yeah.
visa, from a the indefinite visa, And then the policy changed to 10 years max.
Yes.
I had one of them visas that said indefinite. And so there's a cultural, right, there's an attitude that we have about our ability to access the United States of America. And I, like you said, I think we need to prepare ourselves for a shift in the culture of travel for Bahamians.
No, see, and this, and the bigger picture is that our closest neighbor,
mm-hmm.
they want to know what side we are on in terms of, you know, even how we appear, right? And the ongoing influence of China in this country is going to play a huge part
in the relations between the Bahamas and the U.S.
Yeah. You know, and I'm of the opinion that if there's a glitch in the pre-clearance aspect of what we have,
mm-hmm.
that can change a government overnight.
But it's going to change the face of tourism overnight. It's going to change the face of, like, for Bahamians who both in the Bahamas and abroad.
Yeah.
It's going to change everything. But Lema, thank you very much, caller. You said something, I want to speak to it just briefly, right? Like, the relationship between the Bahamas and the United States of America. And the gentleman said that we're going to have to do some things. Like, we have to make it appear as if we are complying. I think it's important to note that if it's a conversation about convincing the United States of America that we have changed things, right? And that we are shifting and we are attending to the problems, then the question is, can you do that without referencing the broader context in which this behavior or activity or illegal activity or suspected or alleged activity is taking place in? How can you convince the United States of America that there's been a significant shift in governance, even if that's just oversight, right? Even if that's just the oversight and enforcement aspects, how can you convince them that you shift and then have achieved the shift if you don't acknowledge the history of the Bahamas? If we continue to have conversations as if all of this nefarious activity or suspected nefarious activity only began in 2018, it's going to be very hard to convince people, A, that you have the capacity to make a change, let alone that you actually will make a change. So I'm looking at images from the inside the house right now, a live feed, or it was live. Let me apologize. It was live from the Office of the Prime Minister's Facebook page. It is no longer live. I don't know why it keeps telling me that it is still live. No, Texter. You cannot send me a text that says that a member of parliament threw water on the speaker without verification. Nope. Let's go to the phone line. WhatsApp, looking at the Nassau Guardian's post. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, hey.
Good morning.
A small addition, right? Whoever this new commissioner is, he is going to have to institute or adopt a policy that stops this revolving door that happens with a change in the administration. You know, it can't be, you know, guys coming off and on, off and on, off and on each 5 years. You know,
right. There has to be a change in the way that we select them. It has to be a change in the way that they operate. But caller, I gotta ask you to pause just for a second. I'm looking at a post from Dwayne Sands, FNM chairman, that says that the mace was thrown out of parliament window. I'm going to your daily headlines. Breaking: FNM deputy leader, this is from the Nassau Guardian, FNM deputy leader Shenandoah Cartwright threw the mace out of the window of the lower chamber. Don't laugh, sir. Don't laugh on the radio. Don't laugh, sir. Thank you very much. Resulting in the House Speaker, Patricia DeVoe, ordering for him to be removed from the House of Assembly. This is from the official Nassau Guardian breaking. See, you got to get verification text. I am watching it. The video, you see, it looks like the police pulling Shenandoah from the window. I'm going to be honest with y'all. It is too late for petty poetics and theatrics. It is too late for petty poetics and theatrics. That doesn't mean I'm standing on any side of any party. What I am saying is, why didn't you use that same energy to evoke the PAC? The Public Accounts Committee. Hey? Why not? Why don't y'all use that same energy to demand that your colleagues follow the essence of the Westminster system and act honorably and do the honorable thing when it is called upon for them to act? You can't be no Milo Butler. The circumstances are not the same. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning. You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
Yes, just to continue on to what you were saying.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the time for histrionics and trying to make history and be famous is done.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get to the source of what's going on and clean up this country, family, and trying to be a pinling or been there, done that. They're in the history books. Right now, we're trying to get to the source. So you pull in a stunt, Mr. Cartwright. When you have persons in your party, in your same very party, who sit in that place where you try to break up the window just now, they are under indictment. They are charged right now, have a court case. I didn't hear you demanding and marching and doing flip and turnovers, back flips for him to resign. So you are here trying to pull a stunt. The people can see straight through you all and your theater and all the right. Now we're trying to get and root this tree up and find out exactly what's going on and change the system that we have in this country.
Yes.
Where too much has gone on for too long. So cut the drama and get real, because you look like a little boy trying to be a man.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. I'm looking at the images right now. I got to go back. Oh, we have another phone call. I'm wondering if Mr. Cartwright was arrested or detained by the officers. Did the officers presume that he had a mental break? Because I saw one officer sort of, I don't know if he's trying to calm him down. The officer was being decent, you know. The question is, is it only politicians that get this decency from these officers, right? Like, who deserves it? Who deserves it? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. As a regular Bahamian citizen, Mr. Carrey should be arrested and charged, okay, for doing such manner of evil, because when that happened many, many years ago, it was a real reason for that to happen, okay? At this time, that doesn't make any sense. It's disrespectful for the House of Assembly and to the Bahamian. Mr. Carrey got to realize that he's now involved in an investigation, all right? So his hands are not actually clean, allegedly not actually clean at this time. And I will tell this government, right? Not the government, but I will tell the Attorney General and the new Commissioner of Police.
Let's be careful. Okay.
No, I said yeah, I no. will tell the Attorney General and the new Commissioner of Police, whoever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Move forward with those investigations to all the alleged malfeasance from the former administration so the Bahamian people could get some justice on all that funding that was wasted and alleged to have been used unappropriately, okay?
Thank you.
At the end of the day, these people who are now claiming claiming the fame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their hands are not clean according to the Bahamian people as far as what we saw a few years back, okay? Let's straighten this whole matter out so we could move forward appropriately.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you very much, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, I agree with that lady when she was saying, you know, this shenanigans what we see going on, right, between the PLP, you know. See, because the people, we watching these parties trying to play mind games honest, you know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, when the FNM is in power, they ain't really do nothing to try to push the Bahamian people them forward progressively, right? There's nothing we could touch, see, or feel, right? This administration right now, right, what happened, in my view, what happened to be one of the ways, you know, I thought minutes was bad, but they come to show us something worse, right? But at the end of the day, the Bahamian people, we need a different hold. You know, we just need a whole overhaul in governance. There's no sense in us thinking that, hey, the FNM, because they have a new leader, means that we can get anything new. It ain't make no sense, we believe in, because the PLP leader is new, that we can get something new. Because they didn't demonstrate that the only thing we just get is new leaders, but we don't get no new
governance.
We don't get no new opportunities. We don't get no, there's nothing new for the Bahamian people. It's just the same old things. You know, immigration, transportation, electricity, high cost of living. It's just the same things, but we get
never
no
being
leaders.
Resolved.
Have a nice day, Aaron.
Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. I just watched the clip of Mr. Cartwright getting up to grab the mace. All I want is game, and you think you are a superhero. But my question is, why are you throwing the mace out of the window? Is it because the administration is not listening to you, the opposition, or not listening to us, the people? See, because you got to make a distinction, because you, the opposition, have framed yourself outside of us, the people. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm not into the political theatrics by Mr. Cartwright and whoever and wherever, right? Because this situation with the police force, you know, Aaron, we are paying the price for not listening to citizens like me and many others, okay? So I'm not showing solidarity with nobody, because nobody shows solidarity with me. I stand alone. I was Edward the Wolf in the wilderness. So listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ecstatic about the resignation of the police commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a close friend of my old man, but what I'm saying is, we sit by idly for decades. The only reason why the police force is coming under scrutiny is because the technological advances and social media, et cetera, et cetera. These things that I mentioned a scenario 50 years ago when I spoke with you on CNN the other day, right?
Yep.
All right. So this is nothing new for me. So you had obfuscation was the order of the day. The police force, while I do support law, real law-abiding officers, but the police force has become, and political arena has become a substrate for corruption, okay? I ain't taking no words back. I go by what I observe. I don't go by mouth talk and rhetoric. Now, we, the citizens, are to blame because we allowed them to get away with this for decades, and now you become a problem and you speak out. And so if this is not fighting for anybody, then what is? I mean, I heard about the mace. I think Ping Cho the mace at the house, but explain to me maybe what is the significance of the mace, because it's still a British, and whatever it is inside, I don't know what kind of artifacts it is, whatever it is, it doesn't mean anything to me to grab a mace and throw it out, because it's still a colonial emblem. We can't change anything, and everything is still going to remain the same, because as far as I'm concerned, the FNM was also in place when young men died in police custody, and a lot of dubious things happened, and nobody did anything about it. They heard citizens crying, and so this is what is most hurtful for me as a human being. You didn't listen to the local sheep who in too deep, just like you, but you, we fight down one another when we speak because of ignorance and hatred. Even with the last caller, he shows where his mind's at. People are still always PLP and FNM when it's all of them. You understand me, Aaron? How could we survive in a country like this when we know corruption exists in both parties? But the question is how much and how dirty. That's what I'm saying. Is this is being allowed to fester for so long until we're surprised about these things. Nothing surprises me, Aaron. Bless up.
Thank you, 52. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. The mace is a staff of office, especially that which lies on the table in the House of Commons. When the speaker is in the chair, regarded as a symbol of the authority of the House. And so now we need to figure out what happens next. Commissioner of Police says, Did the mace successfully get out the window? I ain't sure if the mace was successfully thrown out the window. What happens next? Who is in charge? Is the mace only symbolic? Right? Is this a symbol that they should have sent? Lots of text. Here's another text. The texter just says, this PLP administration got to go. They say, no good. PLP administration have to go. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm sorry I lost you. Caller, good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I don't even think you know why you told him he's on the window. I don't think you know.
Because, hold on, there are things that are worthy of protest, you know.
Yeah, man. Well, definitely. And, you know, I feel that they shouldn't be leading no protest for the human people. They shouldn't be leading no protest.
That's the question, you know? I have. Which administration or right party has the moral high ground, right? Like, can you protest a government when you have been engaging in the same practices that the government you're protesting or administration you've been protesting has been involved in?
They need to come out and hear the cries of the people. They don't need to be out there leading no protest, because the more we protest every time, they still get in power every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they still don't hear the cries of the people in change, you know, and implement this Freedom of Information Act and all of these things that they hear people consistently cry over. So they don't should. So the lead protest is a slap in the face to the Bahamian people. Bahamian people should not even go and follow them, you know. I don't understand, you know, as a new leader in Michael Pintar, it's the same thing over and over, like it's scripted, man.
It's like the
you know,
Pintar has not been able to shift the current political culture, or he enjoys it or feels he could benefit from it.
They can't script because they believe the script is what allows them to consistently win. You ever watch a sequel to a movie? It consistently gets awful every time they bring out a new part two, part three. It's worse, like Fast and the Furious.
All right.
Garbage.
I'm all out of time. I'm all out of time, caller. Thank you very much. Producer, let's give the last caller 30 seconds, and then I got a last text to read. Good morning, caller. Got 30 seconds. Hi, how you do?
Fine, thank you. I don't understand what the gentleman was saying, because we can't, all men aren't dirty, like how most women will say. All women aren't dirty, like how most men would say.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't beat everybody with the same switch.
Mm-hmm.
They are different. Pardon me?
No, that's interference in the phone.
Okay. There are different political heads, and each does things differently. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davis is doing something completely different from what Mr. Christie did. Mm-hmm. Even though he's doing worse, he's still doing worse differently. Now, yes, there are things need to be done and implemented that they have not done. And I feel like we shouldn't beat a man down before he get an opportunity he can do. We should give them an opportunity. And yes, a lot of things may be the same because the party name has not changed, but the leadership has changed. Dr. Minister is completely different from Mr. Ingram. You understand? I'm sure plenty of people didn't figure that Mr. Ingram would have done what he did. We have to give people a chance to show, and Michael Pintar is a younger leadership person, so let's give him a chance before we knock it down.
I didn't know that's where you were going with that. Okay, that's reasonable. I don't know if he have any more chances left, but I appreciate your sentiment greatly. It just took me by surprise. Thank you very much, caller, and thank you to all of the callers who have joined the conversation today. A couple of texts. Aaron, I couldn't care if the mace made it out the window, but I thought it was the right thing to do to show disrespect for the unhinged Speaker of the House. It was the right thing to do. Another text. The mace did not make it out of the window. Throwing an MP out of the window would have been a better idea. This is not about the House, but who is in it. Texter, we cannot throw people out of windows. We cannot. No matter how frustrated we are with them. One of the reasons I don't go to attend the House of Assembly is because I have both, like Hannah Hasty Tynes and me. I don't know what I could do. I don't know what my tolerance level is for poetics and rhetoric. Oh boy, I can read that one to myself. Texter. Yeah, I don't go in there because I may be tempted to try to throw the mace out the window as well, but for entirely different reasons, right? Like, how can we have a conversation about corruption and trafficking and smuggling through our islands without acknowledging how many pirates have become privateers in our lifetimes, right in front of our eyes? Like, I ain't got no doctorate. And I still ain't go around the place calling myself doctor for no reason. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM is up next with CNU. But when I say have a great day, now is the time for us to moderate ourselves and our behavior. The temperature is hot out there. We all have to do our part in calming it down. Doesn't mean we submit. It means we organize. Rage is an appropriate response for you and those who you erupt on. You guys have a great day again. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.